Psalm 121, the Bible says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore.
It's Christmas time, but not yet. You know, some of you are like my wife, that the moment that the last bite is eaten of the Thanksgiving meal, Christmas decorations start coming out, and the Thanksgiving holiday fall fest stuff starts going away, and you never see it again for another year. And I'm always one that resists that. And my wife already had Christmas music playing, and it's not December yet, and so we're not having a Christmas message this morning, but we're going to have a message that I believe will challenge our hearts as we look at our wonderful, wonderful God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Have you ever noticed how much your sight affects the way that you live? A few years ago, my family and I were visiting some churches up in Canada, and while in Toronto, we decided to do some sightseeing and visited the CN Tower. Now, the CN Tower is a 1,800-foot high concrete communication and observation tower. The tower held the record for the world's tallest freestanding structure for 32 years until the year 2007. And now it's the ninth tallest freestanding structure and the tallest on the Western Hemisphere. And one of its unique features is that it has a glass floor at an elevation of 1,100 feet. And so you can stand on a glass floor in a building at 1,100 feet in the air, and you look down, and all you see is the street down below you. It was amazing to watch people as they walked up to this glass floor. They would be walking across the carpet with no problems, but the moment they got to the glass floor, they just kind of froze. Nothing changed. They were still at the same elevation. They still had the same ground below them. The only difference was now that they could see. Some people were so afraid by what they were seeing is they would stop, and they wanted to get out, so they would get down on their hands and knees and kind of ease their way out onto this glass floor. In my family, all of us went on to it, some of us easier than others. Some of us just went out there and jumping around like my kids, and some of the adults that have a little bit of wisdom about us, we eased our way out a little bit. And so as you see this glass floor, it was an amazing thing. You could jump up in the air, and it felt like you were never going to land as you saw down there. You know, it didn't matter. They had these signs all around it. They even had pictures that it could hold a whole whale on this glass floor. It was completely safe. There were no problems with it. It was just as safe as the carpeted floor. But there was just something about being able to see the road 1,100 feet below our feet that changed how we reacted, how we responded to these situations. You know, that is so true in our lives. That's a very real truth in our life. What we see affects how we respond to situations. What we see affects how we feel in our heart, to whether we're at peace or whether there's panic in our lives. You remember the story of Peter? Jesus and the disciples had spent a day ministering, spent a long time ministering, and it comes to the end of it, and Jesus goes up alone in prayer. Before he does, he tells the disciples to get in a boat and get to the other side. As they get in a boat and they're rowing across, a big storm happens to appear, and they're rowing, the Bible tells us, with all their might, but they're not going anywhere. They're getting a little nervous. They're getting a little afraid. And then they look out and they see this image that is coming toward them. The Bible tells us they thought it was a ghost, but then they realized that it was Jesus Christ walking up and over the waters and over the waves as the wind is blowing and the mist is spraying. And Peter sees Jesus and he says, "Whoa, Jesus, if you will, bid me and I'll come out there with you. And Jesus said, all right, come on out. And so Peter jumps out of the boat and he starts walking across the water. And the Bible doesn't tell us what happened, but who knows, maybe got caught up on a wave a little too high, or maybe the water hit him in the face and he realized, I'm not on solid ground anymore. And he realized he was on water and he took his eyes off Jesus Christ and he saw the storm around him and he began to sink. When he was looking at Jesus, he was walking on water. When he began to notice the storm and the waves around him, what he saw affected him, and he began to sink. Remember the story of Elisha? When he was up on a hillside with his servant, and there was a great Syrian army that had surrounded them. And the servant was going, Elijah, what are we going to do? We're going to die. These guys have come to get us. And he was all panicked and afraid about what was happening. Elijah was just sitting there, drinking his cup of tea, relaxing, enjoying time. How are you so calm? And Elijah said, don't you see? The servant says, yeah, I see. There's a great army around us. And Elijah said, look, there's a host of angels that are around us that have come to protect us. See, what they saw affected how they responded to the situations in their life. And that is so true in our lives. What we focus, what we see, affects how we respond to situations. And today I want us to look at how we can respond like Elijah or like Peter when he first began to walk on the water. Today I want us to see how we can live confidently and full of faith, even in the midst of trying times. You know, there's this great psalm that Pastor just read a moment that gives us insight into how we can walk confidently. Turn with me into Psalm 121 this morning. Psalm 121. This psalm tells us the secret to living confidently. And that secret is to keep our eyes upon the Lord. Look with me in verse number 1. He says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Just like Elijah, we must look to God. Just like Peter, we must look to Jesus Christ. We have to keep our eyes focused on the Lord. Why? Because he is our helper. When our eyes wander and they begin to focus on the street that's 1,100 feet below us, it can cause panic to cause it into our hearts. As we look at our bank account and we see the money slowly dwindling away, we can begin to panic. As we see the stock market tumbling down and our 401k is shrinking every day, it can cause panic into our hearts. As we see our children struggling with sin in their lives and wonder if they'll ever overcome it, we can begin to panic. As the trials in our life, whatever they may be, come upon us and we focus on them, it causes panic in our hearts. But the psalmist reminds us to look up. Look up to the hills. Look up to the Lord. Don't look at the problems of our life. Why? Because God is our helper. But why? Why should we trust God? What is it about God that causes us that we should look to him and trust in him? You know, it could be like a coach that comes into a team and he says, guys, I'm going to lead you to the Super Bowl. And the players look about at him and go, why should we trust you? Why should we have confidence in you? But if Bill Belichick, who's won 6 Super Bowls, walks into the room and says, guys, I know what it takes and I can lead you to a Super Bowl victory. All of a sudden the team goes, all right. Yeah, this guy knows what he's talking about. We can trust in him. We can have confidence in him. The Bible, the psalmist says, look to God. He is your helper. But how do we know that he's our helper? What is it about God that causes us to know that we can look to him, have confidence in him, trust in him, to know that he is our helper? And the psalmist gives us 4 truths that help us to know that we can rely on God and cause us to trust in him. The first one we see is that our God is a powerful God. It says in verse number 2, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The God that we look to is the creator of all things. He spoke the heavens and the earth into existence. He's an all-powerful God. And when we keep our eyes on him, we can live in confidence. We know that our lives are secure. We know there's never a problem that is too big for him. We know that there's not an enemy that he cannot defeat and over an or any obstacle that he can't overcome. We know that he can heal the sick, that he can make the lame walk, that he can make the mute speak. We know that our God is all-powerful. He is the creator of all things. He made us and he made all things. In 6 days, he created this massive universe. In 6 days, he created the largest beast and the smallest insects. In 6 days, he created all things that we can see and even things that we can't see because they're so small or because they're so far away. He is the creator of all things. Do you think there's a problem that is too big for him to solve? Do you think that there's a bill that is too large for him to pay? Do you think that your life is too insignificant to him? This God, who is our helper, who we can look to, is an all-powerful God. There is nothing too difficult for him. There's not a problem that can come into your life that he can't face, that he can't overcome. There's not a bill that you have that he is too poor to pay. Our God is a powerful God. He created the heavens and the earth. My dear friend, he can handle your problem. In 6 days, out of nothing, he said, "Let there be light," and there was light. In a matter of moments, he said, "Let there be elephants," or whatever animals he created at that time, and they were there. He took a piece of clay and he formed it and he blew in it the breath of life and there was man. God created all things. He is an all-powerful God. And there is nothing that is too difficult to God. The psalmist says, look to God. He's your helper. Why? Because he is all-powerful. There's nothing that he can't accomplish. And we can trust in him. We can have confidence in him because our God is a trustworthy God because he is a powerful God. But not only is he powerful, he is also personal. Look with me in verse number 3. He says, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Look at verse number 5. The Lord is thy helper, thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Verse 6, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Do you notice the words thy and thee over and over again? God is not setting up in heaven and unaware of you. He's a personal God. He's not just the God of the super spiritual. He is your God. He protects you. He helps you. He guards you. God is interested in your life. And I don't know about you, but that gives me confidence. God cares about me. The all-powerful creator of the universe is interested in my life. When I have a problem, I don't have to search for someone else to help me. God already is aware, and he's already there. He is my God. And he's not like some genie in a bottle that's just there to fix my problems. But he's a personal dad who loves me and cares for me. Aren't you glad when your dad is there for you? And when you're growing up and you had a problem in your life and you said, "Dad, I'm going through this." And you go to him and your dad said, "I'm here for you, son." I wish I was that way all the time with my kids. Sometimes life gets busy. But you know, our God is never too busy. He cares about us. He's interested in our lives. He knows what's happening in your life. He's not aloof to the problems and the situations that you're facing. He is on your side. He's with you. And you can have confidence in him because he's personal. He is your God. You know, if I were to go to ask the President of the United States for a favor, do you know how much confidence I would have if he grant me that request? Absolutely zero. I don't think I could even get an audience with him. I know I could never get into his presence. But if the President of the United States were my father, things would change, right? I'd have confidence. Just ask Hunter. Excuse me. But God is my father. God cares about me. He's personal to me. He cares about you. He's interested in what's happening in your life. And he wants to help you. He knows what the things that you're going through, the problems and the situations and the difficulties that you're going through in life. And he's a hands-on personal father because he loves you. If you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that means you have become a son of God. He has given you power to become a son of God. And that means if you're a son, He is your Father and He loves you and He cares for you. Our powerful God, who is our helper, is a personal God. He knows how many hairs are on your head. Some of us, that's easy to count. Some of us, that's more difficult. No pointing fingers, okay? God knows everything about you. He knows the struggles that you're facing right now. He knows the difficulties that you're going through. He knows the sicknesses that are going on in your family. He knows the struggles that you're having, the bills you're having a hard time paying. He knows the struggles that are keeping you up at night. He's fully aware of them because He's a personal God. He's your God, thy. He's a God who cares about you personally and intimately. This all-powerful God is also a personal God. And I have confidence to look to Him because He is powerful, because He's personal, and also because He's a protector. Look with me in verse number 3 again. He says, He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. The first thing that we see He protects us from is from slipping. A few years ago, when we came back from Uruguay and we were on furlough, we were staying at my parents' house and a snowstorm happened. And to be the good son that I am, I went outside with the shovel and I began to clear off their sidewalk and went down to their steps. They have about 10 steps that go up to their front door. And I was out there cleaning off those steps. And all of a sudden, my foot caught a place where there was no snow and it was only ice. My foot went out and I went sliding down those stairs. Thankfully, no one else was out there to see this blunder of mine, but my foot slipped. It came out of nowhere. I was just shoveling away and all of a sudden down I go. And you know, life can be that way sometimes. Life, you're going through life. Life is great. Life is wonderful. And all of a sudden, it's like you hit a slick spot and life just seems to fall apart. Problem after problem entered into your life and out of nowhere, you just go sliding down and you start going into problems and you start going through some difficulties in your life. Life can have a lot of slick spots that help you or that keep you from being able to keep your feet and cause you to slip in the fall. But the Bible tells us that God is there. He keeps our feet from being moved. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Bible tells us that God is our solid rock, that He is our foundation. It is He that we can stand upon. It is He that we can trust in. And He keeps us from falling in this world. There are things like a patch of ice that catch us off guard. Things that we don't see coming that can cause us to slip in our walk with God. But God is fully aware of what is coming down our path. Have you ever seen one of those TV shows where the guy enters into a room and he's trying to find out to get to a certain direction? Maybe there's a bad guy there or maybe there's a kidnapped person there and they're in this room and it's dark and they have no idea which way to go. But all of a sudden they hear in their earpiece, someone pulls up and he says, "Hey, I got the blueprint to this building here. What you have to do is you have to go about 10 feet down the hallway and on your right, you'll see this door and you can slide in there. Then you can go about another 20 feet and the hallway turns left and you go down that way. And then you turn down to the right and you'll be right where you want to be." And they have the blueprint. They can see everything that's happening. They know which way to go. And that is God with our lives. We're in these dark rooms and we're walking around and sometimes we feel like we're just trying to figure our way through. But God has the blueprint. There's nothing that catches God by surprise. And He's up there. He's looking down and He's seeing which way we need to turn and which way we need to go. And He's able to guide us through these slick and difficult paths of life. And He's able to keep us from falling. He's able to keep us from going down the wrong door. He's able to keep us from walking down the wrong corridor. God is there with us. He sees it all. And He's able to be our solid rock and our foundation to keep our feet from slipping. He is the one that is able to guide us. He knows where that hallway leads. He knows where the trouble lies ahead of us. He is our God. So we must look to Him and we must trust in Him, even when it doesn't make sense to us. You know, there's sometimes our eyes deceive us and we're walking down through life and we think that's the best direction to go. But God goes, "No, no, no, no. I want you to go that way." And we look at it and we say, "But God, this one makes a lot more sense." But we don't see that ice path that's going across there that will ever keep us from getting there, that will cause us to slip and fall. And God sees the directions that we need to go to keep us stable and to keep us strong. He's a God that protects us from falling in our lives. We must simply trust to him. We must simply look to him, and he will keep our feet from slipping and falling into sin. God also protects us from evil. Look in verse number 7. It says, "The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul." Or as the Apostle Paul stated in Romans 8, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." See, God loves us, and he loves to protect us from all evil. Neither people, nor governments, nor even demons can harm us. God is for us. And if he is with us, we are secure and protected in him. He protects us from the evil one and the evils of this world. You know, we have an enemy that is so clever. He's been around for thousands of years. He's studied humanity for thousands of years. He knows what makes us tick, and he knows what's going on in our life. He's stronger than you. He's smarter than you, and he can cause you to slip and to fall. But God says he will protect us from evil. We just must simply look to him and trust in him. He is the one that is able to lead us through any trap that the devil places in our way. Our God is able to protect us, and we can look to him. We can trust him. He protects us from slipping. He protects us from evil, and he even protects us from sin. It says in verse number 7, the last part, "He shall preserve thy soul." You know, there's nothing worse than a dirty soul. There's nothing worse than an unclean conscience. And there's things that come into our life that cause us to stumble and to fall, and God can protect us from those things. Charles Spurgeon, speaking of this, said, "Our soul is protected from the dominion of sin, the infection of sin, the crushing of discouragement, the breath of pride, kept from this world, from the flesh, and from the devil, save for greater and holier things, kept in the love of God, kept in his eternal dominion and glory." God protects our souls, our hearts, from the influence of sin when we look to him. He not only protects us physically, he protects us spiritually. The flesh and the devil try to destroy our soul, or at the very least, dirty our souls. But God is there to protect us even from the power and the presence of sin in our lives. We must simply look to him. And finally, we see that God protects us from life. In verse number 8, it says, "The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth." This promise of protection is comprehensive. God's people can rely on his power of preservation in all activities of life. Whether we're at home, whether we're at work, wherever we may be out in the community, God is with us. He says, "Going out and coming in." Wherever you may be, you can't escape God's protection. He is there in every situation. We're in the highest hills or in the lowest valleys. God is there with us. Whether we're in the brightest location or in the darkest location, God is there with us. God is there with us in every situation, in every location. God protects us in this life. He is a God that is with us at all times. The Bible says that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He is with us all the time. Jesus promised his presence to us. The Lord said, "I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world." God is always with us. You can't escape his protection. He is there to be with you. There is no situation that's too difficult for him. There is no problem in your life where you're too far away from God. He is there to be with you. He can protect you in your life, in every situation, in every moment. And knowing that God is our protector gives us confidence in who he is. No matter the situation, no matter the place, we know that if we look to God, he'll protect us. I have confidence by looking to God because he's powerful, he's personal, he's protective, and he is present. Verse number 4 tells us, "Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." Verse 6 says, "The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night." What does that mean? God is with me at all times, day and night. God is present in my life. I never have a problem that God is not aware of. I'm never at a place where God is not. Whether it's 3 a.m. or 3 p.m, God never sleeps. And we can never be in a time of day where God is not with us. Whether we're having a problem at work, or whether we're laying and tossing around in our bed, anxious and worried about something, we're not going to catch God off guard. We're not going to call him and God saying, "Sorry, not here right now, can't answer your call." God is always there. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. God is with us all the time. Whether it's out in the sun or whether it's the moon that is hitting us, God is there. Do you know what a great promise that is? How much confidence that can give us? Do you remember that first time that you slept in a place by yourself? I remember being an older teenager, the first time my parents left me at home. And I went to go to bed. You know, the house started making noises it never made before. All of a sudden, I'm hearing creaks and cranks, and all of a sudden, booms and bangs. And every time, I have to get up to check what's going on there. That house just started making noises that I'd never heard before. See, when my parents were there, there was something different. There was a sense of confidence in my life. They were there to help and protect and to make sure no boogeymen came into the house to get me. And that's the way it is with God. We're never alone. God is there all the time. You're not going to find yourself in a lonely, dark room going, I'm here all by myself. If you ever say the words, I'm here all by myself, your theology is wrong. Because God is everywhere all the time. And God is going to be there with you. All you have to do is turn to him and say, God, I need you. No matter what situation that's going on in your life, you might feel all alone. I'm sure many of us have gone through deep valleys where we felt no one else knew. No one else cared. But God did. And God was there. And we can't escape the presence of God. He is always there with us. He is always there to be that sounding board to protect us. He never leaves us alone. He is always with us. He has promised his presence in our lives. And we can look to him and say, God, I need you. And he'll say, here I am. God is always there. I have confidence in God because he's powerful. He's personal. He's protective. He's present, and for sake of alliteration, he's perpetual. That's a good, deep word. Verse number 8 says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. From this time forth and forevermore. This powerful, personal, protective, present God will always be my powerful, personal, protective, and present God. He doesn't leave me when I'm an adult. He doesn't leave me when I get married. He doesn't even leave me when I die. I can always look to him, whether I'm walking on water or I'm sinking below the waters. When life is great or life is horrible, I can look to God and he will always be my God. He doesn't change. His promises don't change. Whether I've been good or bad, he is still the same. And I can look to him, whether I'm in the prime of life or I'm ready to die. He is still the same. He never changes. Whether I'm rich or poor, whether I'm old or young, whether my marriage is great or it's falling apart, whether I'm super spiritual or I'm messing up, whatever situation, whatever stage of life, whatever's going on in my life, God is always the same. He doesn't change. He is always the same, even from this time forth and even forevermore. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This personal, protective, powerful God will always be that way, and he will never change. Our God does not change. Man, that gives me confidence. I mess up. I go through valleys. I'm not always super spiritual. Life isn't always great to me. And man, sometimes life is up and down, but you know, God is always the same. And I can always look to him, and I can always keep my eyes on him. Because I know who he is and how that gives me so much confidence. My dear friend, where do you focus your eyes? If they're focused on the storms of life, you know what's going to happen? You're going to sink. If you're worried about what's happening to your bank account, it's going to cause anxiety and problems in your life. But if they're focused on the Lord, you can walk on water. Not because of your abilities, not because of your power, not because of how special you are, but who your God is. If they're focused on the armies that surround us, we become afraid. But if they're focused on our God's powerful protection that's surrounding us, we can sit in peace. If they're focused on our problems, we become anxious, don't we? We begin wondering, God, I don't know if I can make it through this. But if we lift up our eyes from whence cometh our help, we can live in confidence and security. Because we're not trusting in our own abilities, nor in the abilities of other people around us. Though other people can help us, we're trusting only in our powerful, personal, protective, present, and perpetual God. That's why the psalmist was able to say in verse number 1, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. My help comes from God, and that gives me confidence. Do you have confidence? Or are you like those people when we were up in that CN Tower that would walk up to that glass floor and, I don't know if I can step out on that. And that's how we often live our lives. When things are easy, man, we're walking across carpet and life is great, I'm doing good, but man, when those problems come, we begin to doubt and anxiety fills our hearts and we don't know if we can take that step or not. Will it hold us? Will we be able to make it? God says, you can trust me. All you have to do is look to me because I don't change. Circumstances might change. Situations might change. You might change, but I don't change. And I will always be the same. And I will be there to help you and to protect you. My friends, no matter what is going on in your life, lift your eyes up. Look to him. Maybe you're here this morning and you're going through some real difficulties. And you just don't know how you're going to make it in life. Lift your eyes up. You know, the Bible tells us of an event where the Israelites had sinned against God. And as a result, a plague was sent to them. Snakes were coming all over the place and biting them and killing them. And God, Moses went to God and said, what should I do? And he told him to form a brazen a serpent and put it up on a pole, hold it up. And he said, all the people had to do was to look up and they could live. And Jesus Christ, later telling about that event, said, I am the one that has been lifted up. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus Christ was lifted up. And you might be in sin. You might be going through troubles and trials. But all you got to do is look up to Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ says, all who look to me will live. All who come to me, I will no wise cast out. All who believe in me, I will receive. All we have to do is to look to Jesus Christ. And he can deliver us from the sin in our life and the greatest problems that we go through. Will you look to Jesus? Maybe you already have in salvation, but maybe there's a situation in your life where you need to look to him. I encourage you to do so this morning because he's a wonderful God. And he cares about you and he loves you and he's a powerful God.